Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Thank you to everybody who came to the live show.
Yeah.
Yes. It was so much fun. It was amazing.
Thank you to Josh for not filling a seat, but adding a new seat next to an empty seat.
Yeah.
Be sure to thank Josh by following him on Twitter at Josketh, J-O-S-K-E-T-H, I want to say.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, and thanks to him for keeping us entertained with his website that he kept reading to us all weekend.
Sniffies!
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Sniffies.
Josh is one of the funniest people I know.
Yeah, shout out to the Red Roof Inn.
Big thanks to Keegan, too, for coming out and helping.
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Keegan. You're a huge help.
Keegan was amazingly helpful.
Yeah, well, we always need a first boy out there to help us do random shit. So it's like, you. Get us food now, bitch.
And he liked it.
He loved it.
Yeah, he seemed to enjoy it.
Certain people with anxiety, like, if you just keep giving them tasks, they're like, thank you
so
much.
They're like, I love this. I love to do tasks.
I love this. I don't have to sit and think what to do with my hands or how much eye contact I need to make. Hell yeah.
I have a thing to do that keeps me busy.
Yeah, they get back and just look at them. Good girl.
What more can you ask for?
Face wash, still fucked up. I feel like I'm talking a little bit better today, though.
Yeah, or maybe, I'm used to it.
If I don't move a lot.
No, I feel like you sound more like you did before.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah, you look like almost like 80%.
I agree.
I'm gonna wink at you with this eye.
Listen, we all have a wonky eye.
I do.
I have a wonky eye.
My whole life.
But, you know, I listened to the last week's episode, though, and it didn't sound too bad.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Like I said, it sounds just sort of like you have some ice in your mouth, slash you just got back from the dentist, and it's not that bad. You can't really tell for the most part.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad, and this is the 19th minute we've spent over the course of this past several weeks, and we can barely notice, so let's do another four.
Hell yeah.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
I can't believe I've made it from the maze. Thank you.
Who put you in there?
My people put me in there.
Because of the shoe thing? Because you wanted to make shoes?
Because of the shoe things. I like to make shoes for everyone.
But why would they put you in there? Why is that so bad?
Our penal system is almost exclusively maze-based.
Can we take a short rest?
You can take a short rest.
Did we forget Gertie?
Yeah, she's gone.
I think that's fine.
She's in the middle of a maze. Good for her. Good luck.
Well, what I was going to say is that Gertie at this point is she's just shadowing us. So she just assumed that she was behind us with a clipboard taking notes the whole time.
We don't know.
She's here.
Yeah, we don't know.
But she's not a part of it. She's just shadowing.
The folks with the 20 pluses, you feel like maybe you're being followed.
Celine, there's someone following us. Play cool.
I'm going to like pretend to tie my shoes. But have my shield out,
classic.
And I'm just looking, Michael. Oh my god, am I looking.
It looks like three bipedal creatures.
Hell yeah. They're bi, cool.
What's a pedal creature?
Actually, no, they're not bipeds, are they?
They're straight.
They're quadrupeds. I'm so sorry. They yelp and turn around. Yeah, they're big bug dogs, and they have surrounded you. Hey, let's roll initiatives.
Okay, all these attacks are going to be in its mouth.
If only there was a weaker area, like a neck or something.
The mouth is pretty weak, I would say.
There's teeth!
Speaking of Rourke, it's Rourke's turn.
Rourke.
Can I take cool drawings of my dad whenever he is, like, in moments of battle?
In the heat of battle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that would work.
I am a bard, Michael.
That misses.
Fuck you, Michael. Fuck you. You piece of shit. God damn it. No, fuck you. All right.
So 34 fire damage on two of those guys, and then 17.
Could we take a long rest since we're going back?
Yeah. Yeah, you can get home and take a long rest.
right, gosh, gang, you just brought Grimhoof back from the maze, and you've gotten back to Mindford, and the world is your oyster. We took a long rest. Oof. You wake up. Everything is fine and normal.
I don't trust that shit.
Everything is fine.
Michael, I'd like to immediately accent surge.
What? Time to fight.
Yeah, can I do an insight check on you?
Sure.
I got a 27 on you, Michael, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Everything is fine and normal.
Okay, that's good. That's good. All right. It's like, it's your DM. Of course he's lying to you.
Yeah, exactly. So we were talking before. Let's say, what if we're all, are we all just like hanging in the goblin?
Sure.
Tonight?
Yeah, absolutely.
Having a little breakfast beverage.
Mm-hmm.
What does everyone drink for? What is everyone's breakfast in this world? Like, what kind of a beverage situation? Is there like a coffee in this world? Ooh, there's got to be tea.
We invented coffee. Toby invented coffee.
The bean juice.
With Jet,
oh, that's right.
Or Scott. I don't remember which. So who's to say?
There could be coffee here.
Could be.
Probably coffee.
And we probably said coffee sometime before that episode. But
yeah.
Still.
I think Celine drinks tea. Mm-hmm. For breakfast?
Tea definitely exists.
Yeah.
We've talked about tea.
I think that Rourke drinks some sort of monster energy equivalent.
Yeah. It's like fuck, like beholder juice or something.
Yeah. Ew.
Beholder energy juice.
Why do you think that's easy to get, Grody?
Just makes me feel so good. Come to find out, beholder energy juice is like a drug.
Yeah.
It's called expressed glands.
Oh. Y'all nasty. I'm the only one that's drinking something normal. It's the past. I'm drinking beer.
Damn.
It's like just a regular beer. You got a little like juice in there.
Yeah, it's got a little lime on top.
Okay.
Maybe put a potato in there.
A potato in your beer?
Why not?
So they invented vodka.
Is it like a raw potato or is it?
Yeah.
And do you eat it after?
What's the term of like acid cooking emulsify? Is that it?
Oh, no. Ceviche?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does that, but beer.
I don't know.
Fuck you.
Screech probably drinks like a bourbon neat, but it's out of a dog bowl, and he laps it up.
Ew!
Gets all over the floor. All over the floor.
Neat for breakfast out of a dog bowl.
Ew! You gross.
Incredible.
We had to start pouring bourbon into Screech's food bowl because he kept hurting his mouth and he was eating too fast. Cut down his kibble.
There you go.
This beer's good.
So Selena is holding her, you know, cup of tea in a way that a lady holds a cup of tea, you know, like two hands, mm-hmm. I'm cozy. I think that we had talked about, you know, striking out a bit. We've done the whole maze thing. We dealt with Ratma's creations. So I feel like we've kind of done our part for the town for now.
I'd say so. I mean, now that they got a farrier, what else could they need?
So true.
I mean, I guess we could go start the revolution above ground again.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is our, like, do we have a main goal right now?
No.
Are we just, kind of fucking, everything's just kind of chill, we're just questing?
No, I mean, I guess we have a subtle main goal, right? And
right.
That's like to see, you know, investigate the injustices of our age.
I mean, I think Celine's current goal is to not be seen by the OT. So she's just trying to be away from where she was before.
Yeah, you're in a good place for that.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're talking. So basically, my understanding is that out east is more revolutionary. Is that correct, Michael? And they've had some upstarts out there.
That has happened, yes.
Yeah, so we were planning on heading east underground for a bit, hitting up, I believe, the Duergar town? And then...
I remember us talking about
that. At some point after that, pop up on the surface and make our way east to see what is what.
How do you know you're going east underground?
Dungeoneering.
You just do.
Oh, we don't have that.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, a compass would work underground, right?
Should
do.
It should work better because we're closer to the iron core of the planet.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that real?
Unless there's, like, magnets down here fucking things up.
We never asked if there's magnets down here fucking things up.
Roll perception. Oh, there's magnets everywhere.
23.
So many magnets. But you don't know how they work.
Is it true? No. Yeah, so I mean, I feel like at this point, like, I mean, is there anything we need to like stick around for specifically, or just like prep ourselves to head east?
Oh, I mean,
if you guys don't want to stick around, yeah, you should get out of here. There's no need. We don't need you here no more.
All right, Old Yeller, whoever owned Old Yeller.
I mean, we're all set up here now. We got Faria. It's really the last piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, and the last thing to make it a real town.
Yeah. And, yeah, so, you know, but you're always welcome to come back here.
Well, I'm sure we will. And obviously, making that introduction to the Duergar town from Mindford is important. And who else can do it but us?
That's right.
I mean, there's been some other adventurers that have come through, and they're actually pretty good.
What?
Yeah, that's fine.
Who are they?
Don't worry about it.
I mean,
We did see some.
Yeah.
Because the ones that brought me down. Yeah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I mean, we're not really adventurers, right, guys? We're just kind of here doing what's right every now and again, right?
Yeah, I mean, less an adventure and more, you know, worker for hire.
We're just a good friend.
Yeah. A good friend of who?
Whoever asks us to do the thing.
Okay, for money.
Yeah, but every quest we've done is for someone we know.
I guess that's true.
What if we did a quest for someone we didn't know?
Oh, boy.
The door bursts open, and a large myconid walks through.
Oh, hell, get ready, Nika.
I don't know what that is.
It's a mushroom man.
Okay. What'd he look like?
Big dick.
Only dick, because it's mushroom.
He's 7 feet tall. His hat, he's got a mushroom head, right? So it goes
but
all.
What kind of, okay.
It kind of goes up straight, right? It goes up straight and then has like a shelf at the top.
Yeah.
So like a mushroom.
No, but they're different kinds.
Yeah.
Not like a toadstool. Yeah. It's more like a straight up. And anyway, But he's kind of like wearing clothes and stuff as well. And you guys did, I think you actually maybe were in an area where these guys were at one point. There was like a water quest.
Sounds familiar. Yes. Yes.
Well, isn't Kitten a mushroom guy?
Yes, that is true.
Is Kitten a mushroom guy or a myconid?
He's a mushroom guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because myconids are like different.
I was spelling that really wrong.
And he goes, "Help us."
Well, guess we should get going. Shit, I don't know this guy.
Does he, is that just like how his voice sounds, or does he look bedraggled and like he's tired?
He looks, he's slumped over and he is breathing heavily. I guess they breathe. He's breathing heavily. He seems tired.
Are they speaking into our mind?
Oh, yeah, actually they are, aren't they? Yeah, he goes, and the room fills with spores.
It's you! It's you!
And you hear, "Help me."
Oh, damn. Anyone else seeing this guy here? And hearing shit in your brain?
Oh, I am.
Yeah, he's in danger. And he's just so dashing. And look at him. He needs help. I could help him.
There's nothing about... Anyway, I mean, he might need help moving. He might not be dangerous. Sir, are you in danger?
It's our whole settlement. And maybe the world?
Whoa.
That sounds like something that we can probably help you with.
Yeah, there's some adventures around here we can introduce you.
We could do it.
Excuse me for 1 second. And Celine takes Chuck over to the side and is like, why would we not take this on?
Too scary.
No, come on.
Too scary.
No, Chuck, you're scared. You're scared?
Goddamn right I'm scared.
And Zelina's like gesturing at his whole body.
Yes.
Why?
It's spooky down here. Everywhere we go, like a fucked up dog bites us or something.
Hey!
I said what I said.
All of them are like,
Stop it. Now that Screech is in human mode has to turn into dog. And we put collar on Screech.
Yeah, and he's wearing one.
I yank his leash back.
Yeah, he likes it.
And I spit in his mouth.
You better give me a harness. Don't put the leash around my neck.
All right.
Yeah, we have to give him one of the gentle harnesses.
I put a strap on you.
Hey, okay.
What's up? And again, Chuck is a coward. So, you know.
Chuck, I think that you don't have a lot of faith in your abilities. And, you know, I think we've all, like, been a pretty good team together.
We've only known each other for 52 days. So.
Well, yeah, but who else are you going to wear? Are you just going to stay down here? Rourke wants to go.
Yeah. Let me see the world.
There's not a lot of crime down here, if I'm being honest.
That's true.
There is crime.
I mean,
whatever you kids want to do, I'm fine with it.
I mean, wasn't it cool to help the Minotaur out of his maze, and now he's happy he can make all the shoes he wants?
Ish, we had to kill someone to do it, but...
I mean, I just want to say that I personally, having gotten out of a pretty restrictive environment... I kind of feel like I need to maybe, I don't know, breathe some other
air. You guys are in charge. I'm just here to be like, I don't know about that.
Would you like to hear my tale of woe?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah, do you want to...
Chuck, why don't you just come right up here so you can really hear him?
Okay, fine.
My tale of woe begins a few months back when... By the way, my name is Sporlin.
Sporlin.
Who are you all?
I'm Rourke. I'm an adventurer. I've died twice. Once. Twice? I can't remember.
Once.
That's Screech Echo. And I'm Celine Von Esper.
I'm Chuck. Hey, what's up?
Hello.
And we are a group of, I don't know if adventurers is quite the right word. We are a group of experts who can help you solve your problems.
We are often the right people there at the wrong time, if that makes sense.
Or the right people at the right time. Maybe now's the right time.
Maybe the wrong people at the right time. Whatever you need.
Whoa.
I think mostly right people at right time, though, especially in this situation.
Wrong people, please, wrong time.
All right, it's one of those, Sporlin.
Sporlin, please tell us about what you're going through right now.
Well, first, Fungarum went missing a few months back.
Who's that?
Is that a person, or?
Yes, it is one of my people.
What's their relation to you?
We are spore bound.
Hell yeah.
Crystal clear now.
So, then Fungarum showed up again a few weeks later, but he was dead.
Oh, no, how'd he show up?
He just was in town suddenly and dead.
Oh, no.
And his body had been cut in many places.
So do you think whatever killed him brought him back?
I don't see why. Doesn't make sense.
But how'd he get back?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, is it possible that he was being held somewhere in the town and then released?
Or he escaped and then died from his injuries at right when he got town? That's fucked up.
I haven't thought of any of these possibilities.
This is why we're the right people at the wrong time.
You are clearly gifted.
Shit, we are good at this. Fuck. Fuck.
Then Puffstem went missing.
Puffstem?
And Tendrilla.
Who?
That's a lot of your folks.
Yeah.
And they did not come back.
Puffstem and Tendrilla haven't come back, or just Tendrilla?
They haven't come back.
Fuck. Well, how long ago?
That was a couple of months. That was a few months ago.
Months?
Months.
You waited months to come report them missing?
Jesus Christ.
Well, we tried to find them.
I can't believe you didn't have something to do with it. Foul play is afoot.
What?
Let's hear him out before we make any, you know, rushes to judgment. We want to find Tendrilla and Puffstem.
Yes.
We want to help you find them. And any other folks that may be missing.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
How long was the other guy?
Well, Shroomix went missing next.
Okay. How many? This you can just give us a number.
But no, this is different. Shroomix came back.
Oh, hell yeah.
But Shroomix was different.
Oh, no. Okay, so not dead. But different.
Not dead.
How is it? How are they different?
They had their eyes were red, and they had veins that were red, and they went crazy, and they smashed, and we had to kill them.
Oh crap, man, that sucks.
Were they? Did they turn into bulls? I don't understand.
What? What'd she say?
Because they see red and then they smash. It was a bad
thing. You have to go.
A bull! I think it's a bull!
You have to get in timeout. Rourke and or Nika.
It's hard. It's a hard word to say.
Bull?
Bulls.
More went missing.
Jesus Christ!
And more and more.
This is an epidemic in your town.
And then, this is why I had to finally flee and come here. We have. In the last few weeks, a dozen have gone missing. And our town is being attacked by who are once our friends.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, that sounds like a real problem.
Sounds
for sure.
Bad.
I think at the very least we could come investigate and see what's going on.
Yeah.
How far away is your town?
Not far.
Well, I mean,
right.
Many miles, but not far.
Yeah, and if you lead the way, it won't feel as far to us, because there's a general anxiety when you're exploring down here, like, how long have I gone? Has it been a day yet? Is that the same tuber? Is this the same rock? Things of that nature. But if you're leading, all that anxiety's gone, right?
Time is not the same.
for me and you.
Okay. That's cool. What?
Yeah, how so?
What is long for you is but I blink to me.
Well, I hope that doesn't affect our travel time too much.
Yeah, because if a long time is a blink to him, and if that relates to travel time.
And now I'm wondering when he said months and weeks.
Right.
It's like different.
It's going to take us 9 months to get there. He's like, that was so fast.
Well, you know, we won't know until we go.
So true.
I don't have like a mushroom calendar or anything. So the months and weeks are what you think they are.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think that maybe he was just letting us know, and it won't be like that long.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine.
It's probably fine. I mean, we can be ready to go.
Now.
Pretty soon, I think.
I'm ready now. Fuck it.
I mean, I can finish my tea really quick.
Fuck it.
I could make some tea and finish it.
Hell yeah.
Let's do it then.
You would do this? You would help us?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm sure that we'll be able to make some kind of equitable exchange, but we don't have to worry about that yet. We just want to help you.
Yeah, and we're neighbors, so it's kind of like we know each other. So it's important. Keep the neighborhood safe. Make sure the block is in check, as it were.
Great. All right, well, let's go then.
Hell yeah. I put the leash on Screech. And
buckle him in.
Buckle him in, and I say...
Make sure you got
I hop up in the back seat. What is that for? What's that click for?
To let you know you're ready to go, so you don't pull ahead of me, because I got to make sure you walk next to me.
Bob was like, I don't know if I like this.
It was more like, I don't know if I don't like this.
I like this so much.
I can reach out to my bud, who is super into puppy play, and see if there's anything else we want to do.
Yeah, give me some pointers.
Yeah, he went to P-Town and got locked on a fucking balcony for like 2 hours. But he liked it. It was good.
I have a bad dog.
He's like, I'm into that. And there's a lot of pissing.
I mean, kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, everybody. Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic. And it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free, no insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
I can't wait to see Sporoth's face. He said I would never get anyone to help.
Well, I hope Sporoth is still there when we get back, because, oi, 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 it seems like he lost a lot of buds.
Talk too soon. Don't remind me.
I mean, I assume we're going to have to ask a lot of questions on this vague amount of walk, right?
I mean, if you want to ask questions, by all means.
How was it that you survived and not anyone else?
No, there's people left.
Yeah, the guy he just said.
Sporoth.
Sporoth. Yeah.
Well, just you and him?
No. No, there's...
You don't have to tell anyone else. Rourke, there's plenty of people. It's fine.
Muldanar... Trufflin,
okay.
Veilstock, Ooshroud.
Are you on fantasynamegenerator.com/mushroom?
No. What?
Do you have any enemies down here? Anyone that would do this?
No.
Anyone that is capable of doing this?
No. We have no enemies. At all.
Fuck.
Did you notice anything? So, okay. I think we can categorize the people who, the people slash, remains who have shown back up into just dead, alive but changed. Mm. And then there's missing people, right? So was there only the one person that showed up who, with the red eyes and the red veins?
No. No, we've put down quite a few.
Jesus.
Oh, so they're attacking.
Yes.
Okay. The one that was dead, was there
they
anything...
They run wild through the caves and tunnels.
Ooh. Okay. Have you found anything to be effective against them?
Yeah, like fire or...
The same stuff that's effective against me, I guess.
Oh, okay. Well...
Eating them?
Yeah, you could eat them. Could saute them.
No offense, but you don't look very appetizing, which is a compliment because neither do I, neither does Screech, neither does Rourke, neither does Celine.
It's hard to tell because he'd cook down, you see.
Mm. Mm.
That's true. Okay, I guess.
Yeah, you never really know what the flavor is going to be, but I'd rather not talk about that.
Jesus.
But yeah, the body that you found.
Yes, the body.
Anything unusual? You said there were lots of marks on it. Cuts?
Yes, there were cuts all over it.
Hmm.
Were they slashes or like puncture?
It had many punctures.
I wonder if they're like shoving weird shit inside of your guys.
I don't know.
I mean, your anatomy is different from ours, it seems like.
Yes.
We talk with tongue, you talk with mind when we breathe your spores. Seems like if I could get context clues in Baldur's Gate 3 to know how it works. So maybe they're trying to like hijack your anatomy of some sort?
Yes, we have been studied. There is an alchemist who studies us.
Okay, and they're not a Myconid?
No, they are not. But they have been helping us for years.
Uh-oh.
So...
And what do they think this is?
They do not know. They think that it is some sort of virus or something.
Yikes.
I do not know of these words.
My COVID.
Well, it sounds like really the only thing for us to do is just to, you know, get there on the ground and see what's going on and maybe talk to your alchemist.
Classic.
Should we use any sort of protective gear for ourselves so that we don't come down with this?
Great point.
That's like, yeah, the way you were talking about the attacking.
Yeah.
They made me pretty nervous, so.
It's going to put a real different spin on them wearing a muzzle aspect of the old safety thing. Right, Screech? He's going through something.
They're doing a little soul searching.
He was in a cave alone for 18 days.
I remember the moment when I thought to myself, you know, I might just really want to be a dog.
I mean, yeah, these creatures are, you know, of evolution line of mushrooms. Heck, maybe you could be a dog.
I mean, magic can make many things happen.
So true.
I mean, I can change my form, but I studied it for a long time.
As you're walking along and chatting, why don't you all give me a perception roll?
I'd love to.
All of us?
Oh.
19.
14.
19 base roll, but actually 23.
Nine. Holy dump.
Wow. 15.
You realize that you have been, you are being followed and have been surrounded by what appears to be a group of large mushroom men who want to kill you.
Do we see their eyes glowing?
Yeah, are they glowing red?
They've got red glowing eyes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, motherfucker, Sporland, you led your goddamn motherfuckers to us.
No. No, this can't be. I don't want to go out like this. Not to Vale Stock and Capwise here. And Lichenor.
Uh-huh.
What? I don't even get that.
That's
one.
That one, okay. Glitchinor?
I don't even know.
Yeah. He's adopted. Yeah, fuck. I'll roll initiative on
this. Yeah, because honestly, let me just say right out the bat, would love to cast a wall of fire around us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
How many eyes?
There are three of these guys.
Just three?
Three guys? Okay, I was thinking.
No. Like six eyes.
Winning. Oh.
Six eyes, three guys.
Three guys. Okay.
I love that place.
Three guys for Chris and Fries.
It's
the exact same restaurant. They're just short staffed.
Yeah. Three guys, burgers and eyes.
I got a 20 initiative.
Okay.
9.
13.
23.
Jesus.
So fast. Oh, quick. Not fast. Quick.
But Holder Doodle, you are up first. There are three mushroom dudes.
All right.
And they have red eye, and there's like veiny red coming down their face, and it goes down their arms, and it like, yeah, they're all veiny and stuff.
Is this one going to be one of those things where they like, this maybe isn't necessarily a question for Michael, but for the team, is it going to be a bit like one of those where it's like you hit them and then they release spores and you take some fucking damage?
Yeah, probably.
I don't really know what to do about that. Cause like, hitting is kind of all I do.
That's like kind of my thing.
Yeah. I mean, do you have a bow?
Yeah, I guess I can do it. I do have a short bow. All right. Yeah. Fuck it. We'll short bow one of them. Dealer's choice. 20 to hit.
A 20 will hit.
Okay. I like that. Let's see, 8, and then we'll get our sneak attack damage in here. 13 damage. 13 damage.
You did it.
Nice.
Does anything come out of him?
He does not make a spore.
Yay.
You can run up and stab him. So safe.
I believe Celine is next.
Wonderful. I would like to cast Wall of Fire in a circle around us. And that, so it's, yes, it's a 20-foot diameter, 20 feet high.
Fuck.
And it's 1 foot thick. And yeah, it's going to deal 5d8 fire damage to the guys that are within 10 feet of the outside of it.
Yo.
Inside is safe.
Ouch.
Thick as hell.
It is a fourth level spell. I'm using my one fourth level spell.
Nice.
But it feels like it's perfect for the situation.
Absolutely.
So.
Do they get to roll
a dex saving throw?
I've got a 7 and an 8. Those are good, right?
No.
How about a 13?
Nope. Nope. That's not going to do it.
All failures.
Okay. 19 fire damage to each of them.
Yo. Damn. Spellcasters, am I right?
And, you know what? I'm just going to leave it alone. I don't need to push them.
Yeah, they're already in the fire. I guess I could... You can push him towards.
Yeah,
him,
can right? I pull? Yeah, actually, can I try to? Well, I can.
You can't pull. You can push from any direction.
Yeah, I can push from any direction from behind. I guess I'll push one of them. Try 5 feet.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I like that. I tried to talk myself out of doing it. And I'm like, well, might as well.
I rolled a natural 20.
Okay, well then that didn't do anything.
Well, you burned Michael's natural 20, so that's good for us. Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Michael.
I don't like it when you put it like that.
So yeah, so I don't know exactly. So it says that the firewall is opaque, but I don't know what that means as far as things that could go through it. I think that just means you can't see through it.
Opaque?
Isn't that what opaque means?
Yes.
No, you can see through opaque. Right?
Opaque. I don't think so.
I thought you could.
Not able to be seen through. Not transparent.
It literally means the opposite.
It means the opposite. Yeah. So I guess that could be a problem.
Yeah. Whatever.
Although I actually don't know if it stays.
I mean, we can just ready actions if it runs. They run through them. They seem, you know, they sound like zombies to some extent. And Sporland described them as like crazed or whatever. So we can just ready actions and shit like that. Whatever.
Okay. Yeah. Because. So it's concentration up to a minute. So I could just like keep holding. Mm-hmm. I guess. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because so I'm reading it. One side of the wall selected by you. When you cast a spell, deals 5d8 fire damage to each creature that ends its turn within 10 feet of that side or inside of the wall. Creature takes the same damage when it enters the wall or the first time. Wait, when it enters the wall for the first time or on a turn when it ends its turn there. The other side of the wall deals no damage. So I don't think it actually hurts them until they run into it.
Yeah, you're right. They don't take damage until their turn legally.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, and I think, and there isn't any reason that they can't just run through it, right?
I don't think so. They'll just get damaged if they do it.
Yeah. But it's like if they end their turn.
No, if they start their turn like near it or like interact with it.
Within 10 feet of it.
When it enters the wall for the first time or ends its turn there.
Basically, they're taking that damage.
Yeah.
Technically, if they had a sentient friend, like if someone did this to us, Celine could save us, rules as written, by shoving us away from the fire. Rules as written.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. First shroom in the fire.
Hmm.
I think it's just going to run on through. And so it's going to take that damage again, I think.
Correct.
Because it says a creature takes the same damage when it enters the wall for the first time on a turn or ends its turn there.
Yeah, so that already happened.
Right.
We just let you do the damage up front, which is why it's confusing with these spells, and I always forget it. But like when you cast a spell, you're like, all right, that's my turn. And then you have to yell at Michael for every creature near it.
Yeah.
And I would forget
it. That's technically how it works. We usually just do it up front, but we have to
know that it's happening then.
Correct.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, we just can't do it again.
Okay.
Okay.
Unless there's something fucky.
But like next round, if I hold it up.
Yeah.
Then
Baldur's Gate does it the way we do it. Yeah. So like, you know, you can have your cleric class spirit guardians and run into someone and then run into someone else and then next turn do the same thing.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, you know, having the person have to be there on their turn. So it's clear, like, it's within the realm of rules as intended.
Okay.
Yeah. Not that it matters.
So they don't get injured again.
As long as you remember not to attack them twice, it doesn't really matter.
So the first one runs in. It's got fire coming all over it.
Does that cure it? Maybe that cures it, Michael.
Maybe. We're not sure.
Is it nice now?
Yeah, it burns out all the red shit first, I think.
It runs up to Celine.
No!
No!
And it goes... And you get a big face full of spores.
My COVID!
No. I fucking knew there was going to be spores.
Fuck!
Roll a constitution saving throw.
You're decent at that.
Yeah, I actually am. Ah! Not when I roll a 4, though!
In the jail.
That's a 9.
You are now poisoned.
Cool.
What happens is Celine sees the spores and gasps and inhales it a lot.
And while you are poisoned, you are incapacitated because you're hallucinating.
Oh, I'm tripping balls!
I wonder what you're imagining in your little brain.
Probably like my old boss at the OTs in front of me trying to attack me.
You can repeat your saving throw at the end of your turn.
Okay. So what does that do to my fire then?
You're incapacitated, so.
So firewall is gone. Goodbye. You burn so bright, so quick.
Yeah. So the other two do not take
it from us too soon.
Who's up next? Let's find out. It's another one of these guys. It's gonna run in and it's gonna shoot spores at Chuck.
Don't.
Chuck, make a Constitution saving throw.
Gladly. Would it surprise you that my Constitution saving throw is 4 worse than Celine's?
That is surprising.
Fuck me in the butt. 5.
Actually, you're not hallucinating. You are stunned.
Bitch.
You can repeat your saving throw at the end of each turn. But you are actually pacified.
What's up?
You have been pacified by these spores.
Hey, glitch word. My buddy.
I think it's like the Xanax of spores.
Okay. Like, all right. I sit down and like kind of like I give a hug to it.
Rourke, you're up.
Would I know what would be, or is there a role I can do to know what would be most beneficial for Celine in terms of bonuses? I have enhance ability where I can pick one and give her an advantage on a charisma, intelligence, or wisdom. So I don't know if you would allow for a type of role to know which one.
I will tell you right now, it's constitution.
Okay. If I can just tell her. Okay, then I would like to give her Bear's Endurance. So she has advantage on constitution, and she also gains 2d6 temporary hit points.
Yay!
Nice.
And then I'll give Chuck Bardic Inspiration.
Sick.
Sweet. Well, it's Chuck's turn, but Chuck is stunned.
Hey, man.
He's vibing.
But you can make another saving throw at the end of your turn.
Dirty 20, my friend.
You snap at it.
Hey, what the fuck? You're not my friend.
Another one tries to punch. Beholder Doodle.
Can't.
Tries to punch you.
Yeah, they can't do it.
Yeah, I don't think it works.
Yeah, the strap gets in the way.
All right, it's going to try to punch you twice. Because I just said, oh my god. Oh my god!
Oh my god!
I love this new character.
I don't want to talk anymore. Let's do something else.
Okay.
You guys want to play a different game?
Okay.
My best attack was 7.
No.
Beholder Doodle.
Is there any like high ground I can take here? Like maybe cling to a stalagmite?
Sure.
Yeah, I want to get up there, and I want to ranged attack. Whatever the who's had their shit ruined so far.
All of them have been on fire, and one of them also
legally only one of them has been on fire.
They've all been on fire, and then there's another one that's more hurt.
I'll shoot the toastiest one.
Okay, roasty toasty.
9 + 6 = 15. Does that hit?
It does.
Holy shit! Oh my god. Max roll there. Let's hit the. And then 2 shitty rolls. 12 damage.
Nice job. Doesn't kill it though. Sorry.
That's fine.
Anything else? You got anything else?
No, I'm just high up.
Is that your sneak attack damage too?
I got rolled. My sneak attack was a 2 and a 1.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it was bad.
Celine, what are you imagining in your head?
So now I've moved on to. It's not just my old boss of the OT. That's like trying to attack me, but also like my whole family, my dad and my mom and my brother, my 2 brothers and sister are all like, they're both like attacking me, but also like crying and weeping. Like, why did you do this to us? Like, how could you?
Yes.
Yeah. So now the sound has changed from like the screaming into I'm just like whimpering.
Sweet. Well, now you get to make a Constitution saving throw with advantage.
With advantage. Thank you, God.
Congrats.
Thank Rourke. Don't thank God. Thank Rourke.
I am God.
Oh no,
guys. The first roll was a 7,
mm-hmm.
and then the second roll was a 2.
So that's a 12 at least.
So it is a 12. That is true. It is a 12 actually, because my con save is pretty good.
Actually, 12 is just enough.
Oh, thank Woo-hoo! You.
Praise Rourke.
You come out of it.
My face is covered in snot and tears. Am I able to do something?
Nope.
No. Okay, that makes sense, because I can't see because of the tears in my eyes.
Yeah. The mushroom that's right in front of you.
Oh, God.
No!
Shoots more spores into your face. But you do still have advantage, right? It's advantage on all con saves, right, Nika?
Yeah.
I gotta roll with different dice.
Oh. Yeah, man. Do you want to use one of mine? I never say that.
Tim, like, feels bad for me.
I don't know where my good one is.
No, it's fine. I'll just pick, I don't know.
Celine has this for an hour.
Hell yeah.
I need it.
Unless Rourke gets him incapacitated.
Actually, you know what?
Yeah. This does. Yeah, as long as I can concentrate.
That was a good one. That was an even better one! This dice is my new favorite dice.
I like that dice. It has a crafting it's imperfection.
Really, it's really pretty. Yeah. That is a 23.
Yo.
Hell yeah.
You're fine.
Now that I've come back to, I'm like, fuck you.
Then it tries to punch you.
All darn.
And I rolled a 1. Jesus Christ.
It reaches out his little feeble arms.
Another one tries to shoot Rourke in the face with spores. Rourke, make a constitution saving throw.
15.
You are fine.
Okay. Yay.
But it does try to punch you.
Wow, that's rude. Does it work?
I seriously am going to have to use the dice gem. Like, I've literally not rolled above a 5. You go in here. That's where you live now. Come out later. Rourke.
How are people looking? People look okay?
I think we need help killing things.
Yeah, I feel like at this point I'm okay.
Oh, well, I can't help with that. So, can you attack? Can you make an attack and concentrate?
Yes. You can cast spells as long as it's not a concentration spell.
Well, most of them are, and most of them don't do anything. 17 to hit.
That hits.
8 damage.
Nice.
And then I will do Bardic Inspiration on Screech.
How do you inspire Screech? Do you say something really cool? Do you sing?
I think that I tell Screech, hey there, you're a rock star. Get your game on. Go play.
Chuck.
All right, so one's right in front of me, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, then I am just going to punch in the face.
Sick. The hurt one or the less hurt ones?
Hurt one? I guess? No, I'm just gonna do it. Just gonna bard inspire myself. Hell yeah. Does a dirty 20 hit? Thank you, Rourke.
Sure hits.
The punch is actually inflict wounds. So that is 3d10. Only 16 necrotic damage.
That's a lot of damage.
No, it's not.
It's enough to kill it.
Yay! Efficiency, efficiency, efficiency.
You kill it.
Thank you. And then for my bonus action, I am going to give Screech a Co advantage and temporary hit points. So advantage on the hurt one, right? Screech, hit that one, and I believe in you. You have 6 temporary hit points.
All right, fuck it. Let's do it. Is it my turn? Can it be?
No, it's another guy's turn.
Damn it. God damn it.
And he's going to try to punch you, Screech, because he hates you.
Yeah, but I'm hanging from the ceiling. Can he reach?
Oh, you're right. You're hanging from the ceiling. Instead, he punches Rourke twice.
That's rude.
The first one is a natural 20, so that hits.
Wow. Yeah, and I rolled a 5 plus 3, so 8 for my constitution check, so.
Oh, he didn't spore you.
No, she's trying to maintain concentration on Celine's thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand.
No, it's okay.
We're going to call that 12 punching damage to you.
I don't like it, but I get punched right in the tummy and then I throw up a little.
Wait, did you roll your concentration saving throw before you took the damage?
Whenever he said that it hit.
Yeah, yeah, it's based on the damage.
Oh, I don't know that.
So now roll your constitution saving throw, I guess. Unless you rolled well before, because I honestly don't care.
No, I rolled a 5.
Yeah, the DC is like 10 or half the damage, whichever's higher.
Oh, gotcha. I got 13. So that actually does then stay.
You do it. Hooray.
It passes. Okay, so Celine still has Bear's endurance and everything.
Yay!
Sick.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you, Tim.
Beholder doodle.
Beholder doodle. So is the one that I got advantage on still alive?
Yeah.
Great. I'm going to drop down. I'm going to chop him up.
Chop his ass. Chop his ass.
It's a good thing I got advantage because that was a natural one.
Ooh, that sucks.
How's a 16 do ya? 17, actually.
That hits.
Oof. Okay, well, 9 damage. But we got a second attack. 19.
Hits.
So 9, we did another 5 damage. So we're up to 14. And then I'm gonna action surge.
Do it.
25 to hit.
That hits, of course.
I rolled some bad rolls. it's gonna be 20 total damage.
Nice job. It looks really hurt and like sad. Like you betrayed it.
Yeah. Why aren't you hitting me harder? If you're gonna kill me, just do it.
You're just torturing, like pulling legs off a bug.
I'm plucking hairs out of its nose.
Ooh.
This is your way of doing non-lethal. You think like I'll just do three damage.
Yeah.
That's my 1,000 cuts.
Yeah.
Celine.
Okay, so how many of these guys are left?
There are 2.
Cool. So Celine has gotten herself up. And I move in such a way that I can do my lightning bolt and hit 2 mushrooms.
Fabulous.
If possible. I would like to do that.
I would like it if you did that.
Then they should make a dex saving throw.
They're rolling good tonight.
No!
Let's see how it goes. A 5 and a 15.
Well, the 15 meets, so it doesn't. But that means it'll take half damage. So,
classy.
Let me roll my 86. Okay, so 32 damage for the one that got full on damage.
Christ.
And then 16 for the other one.
See, my 18 damage wasn't a lot, Jennifer. It wasn't a lot.
Yeah. I mean, listen, sorcerers are pretty powerful, but it's just that you could kill me so easy.
So true.
They somehow are both alive, but they both appear to just be clinging on to life.
And yeah, I imagine like Celine, like, you know, pushes out her hand. She's like, ah, and the lightning goes out and they're like all singed now. Like they look fucked up.
The one spore just kind of goes, and it can't even really make a spore.
It just nothing, just air.
No loads given.
Rourke, there are 2 almost dead mushrooms.
Okay, I will. I can vicious mockery. I tell the mushrooms that they look like little baby carrots. They don't even look like mushrooms. That looks like a toadstool. Gross. You look like you're not a fun guy, actually. You look like you're really...
Oh, that hurts.
Boring.
You were all over the place, but you had 9 different zingers in there. They're all A+. Plus.
They all hurt.
They all hurt.
As in their crime blood. Blood dust.
They have to make a wisdom saving throw?
Both of them or just one of them?
One of them.
How about an 11?
That fails, so 7 damage. It takes 7 damage.
You mock it to death.
You mock it to death!
I think that's my most successful murder spell.
Vicious Mockery is just, like, great flavor also.
Yeah.
Because it's always funny when someone gets mocked to death.
Yeah. And giving an enemy disadvantage is so fucking good.
Yes.
On top of it, so it does damage and protects us.
And it makes them look stupid.
And they look like fucking idiots. Michael is so embarrassed right now.
I'm humiliated.
Wow.
Chuck, it's your turn. There's one guy left.
I'm going to hit it with a mace of Regnir. Full lethal damage, Michael. I don't give a fuck about these things.
Yeah.
That's a 18.
That hits.
Oh, baby. That's so much fucking damage. 5.
That is so much damage because you break its fucking whatever. Describe killing it.
Like, that was easy. It's like shatters and like I bashed a dead Christmas tree in fucking May.
And it just goes,
stop. Gross.
And you look at it and it's dead and you're like, oh, 3 specimens to study.
That's right.
And that's where we'll end our episode.
Woo! Woo.
Hey Twitch, what's up? How you doing? You look great. Every single Tuesday, I said it right that time.
Yeah, you did say it right.
You can go to twitch.tv/Keekly Inc. Enter in a special dice code. This week it's Die Hard. His Die Hard Dice gives us a Die Hard Dice code. Go to dieharddice.com and enter the offer code Dragons with an exclamation mark. You get 15% off. Not everybody gets 15% off. We get a kiss you of that.
Did I tell you guys our bag got stolen at the water park?
Shut up!
We almost so died.
Much. Your car got stolen?
No, the no, really my suck. Innocence. No, a bag. Like I was back in the room with Isabella, and she's well, she was taking a nap, and then Carrie came back with Amelia, and was like the bag just got stolen, and it had her phone in it, and so like I watched it, and I got it back.
You did.
Did you get to beat the person up? What happened?
I found him. And like, so like I went and like, it was moving and it was moving out from the resort out to the main road. And I was thinking like, once it gets to the main road, it's just gone.
It's gone, yeah.
It pulled into another resort entrance and then like went around to like some cabins or whatever. And so like, I pulled back there and I was like looking around. There was like some people sitting there, but I didn't see the bag with them and I didn't want to like, you know, say right, anything.
Did you steal my wife's bag?
But, I look for my wife's bag.
But I watched this like other car was parked waiting, I guess waiting for a different car to leave. And it, as they backed up to get into the parking space, I like watched my bag move with them. So they pulled into the parking space and I like pulled my car like right behind them.
Yeah, nice.
Then what fucking happened? This is like more stressful than we almost got hit by a car.
But yeah, they like got out of the car. I was like, yeah, excuse me. I think you guys like probably got our bag by mistake. I just watched.
Yep, that's the way to do it.
I just watched it back up with your car. Like,
yeah.
And they're like, oh, really? Let me look. And then they had like, they had a bunch of bags in the back and they instantly pulled out the one. And I was just like, okay. Like, yeah, oh, you didn't boy. Know.
How did they know which one was yours if they stole several?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I'm not saying that they stole several. I'm saying they stole one and they knew that they stole one and they weren't just like, oh, I wonder why.
Gotcha. Yeah, they had their own bags or something.
Yeah.
Okay. This was the opposite.
Immediately were like, oh yeah, that was it. And they're like, what'd you have?
That's weird. I didn't tell you which one was. Huh. Okay.
That's Bobby, that's badass.
That's badass, yeah, bro.
It is. I would have been so scared.
Yeah.
Like that's such a good way to like non-confrontational. Like, oh, it was a mistake.
I love that you
while also clearly being like, I know you stole it.
I boxed your fucking shit in.
Yeah.
Did you have like a crowbar or like a pool noodle or something threatening?
My heart rate was very elevated.
I wow. bet. Damn.
You're a fucking
I wish
hero.
You would have gone to them at night and kicked the door in and said, yeah. Hey, I think you by accident took my wife's bag.
Yeah. I have a certain set of skills, and then you pull up, find my phone.
Yeah.
Or like, whatever.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Good job for you.
It was great. I mean, the only thing that was in there was like sandwiches, but like Carrie's phone was in there too. And that,
right.
That was,
and you were hungry.
Yeah. And I was hungry.
They eat the sandwiches?
I was like, you know what? Keep the phone. Give me the Uncrustables.
You guys can eat them. And you like, they give it back to you, like, then you kick them over, like, where's my fucking strawberry Uncrustable? There's 3 in here, bitch.
Wait a minute. How'd you know they were strawberry?
Oh, Tim was the thief.
Tim, were you the thief? Because those are special. Those are vacation ones. Grapes are normal ones.
And that thief was Steve Jobs.
All right. We are drawing the plug bag. Congratulations to Susie, somewhat strong.
Whoa!
I know.
Legally not a cast member anymore, so can legally win. Also, they could win regardless. But congrats, Susie. But a Die Hard Dice, enter the offer, enter their code that you're being given, and you get a little bit off of your order. You can even use our offer code at the same time.
Wow. Wow. Thank you so much, Die Hard Dice. We love you so much. If anybody wants to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. We're at DV Podcast. You can also find us on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. And I'm at all of those places at Thrifty Nerd.
You can follow me on all of those places at Tim Lanning. I have a link tree there, which also has links to the various patrons or podcasts or things like that for which I'm on. Check it out, baby.
You can find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard or on Instagram at TheNikaHoward. I also have a link tree where you can click all of the links and do all the fun things.
You can find me at The Bike Bachman, also at Game Crimes Pod, and doing the Game Crimes stream every Tuesday night after Greetings Adventurers. Tonight, in honor of Smash Mouth, we're playing Smash Remix on
N64. Nice.
We are playing that. I didn't know that Smash Mouth guy died until this.
Just happened.
You must have just known, right?
Yeah.
You think, your heart, your soul. Yeah.
You probably saw it, and then you're like, "That can't be true," and you stuffed it down in your heart.
Yeah, you just weren't ready there. Too emotional.
That's for sure.
Awesome. Well, I guess if everyone has said their thing, until next week, keep it dicey.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered.
Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.